Now, I have been talking this morning about baby turtles.
Aww.
That's right. Aww. Well, in Ningaloo Beach in WA, they wash turtles wash up on shore every year to lay their eggs. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It just looks so incredible. But eventually, these little baby turtles break out and then they make a mad dash to the ocean. It's all very Attenborough, really. And that journey they go on is dangerous. It is very dangerous. You know, the little baby turtles, they're finding their way. And new research reckons we might be inadvertently making it harder for them. So the Australian Marine Research Institute said that light pollution from our cities, light pollution from our cities are distracting the baby turtles, causing them to lose their way. So what's going on? Look, let's figure it out. I'm joined by Dr. Michelle Tums from the Australian Institute of Marine Science right now on the line from WA. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Jamie.
Thank you for the early start. I know there is a time difference. So let's talk about these baby turtles. So they break out of their little eggs, and then what journey do they go on?
Yeah, so when they emerge from their nests on a beach, it's quite well known that lights near their nesting beaches, such as street lights or from houses that are built near the coast, can disrupt them from their journey to the sea. So they normally respond to low light cues on the horizon, such as from the moon. So when there are other artificial lights present, that can cause them to go in the wrong direction and never find the sea, in fact.
So they break out of the eggs and they're heading for towards the moonlight, which they assume is, you know, into the ocean. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. That's how they find the sea. And so that's been well known. But what we didn't know before is once they hit the sea, the lights still continue to affect them, because now we have lights not just on shore, but we have lights on the water as well, such as from ports, from boats and ships and oil rigs, those sorts of things. So we didn't really know if lights continued to affect them, because we didn't really have any tracking technology small enough for these tiny little baby turtles, because they're only about 20 grams.
So how big are they?
They're tiny. They're like about 5 centimetres long and they're less than 20 grams. So we use these tiny little tracking devices that are less than 1 gram, and we put these tracking devices on them at the seashore, and we let them go, and then we were able to track their movements as they cross the near shore zone. So we looked at their swimming behaviour when we put artificial lights on the water, and then when we had no artificial lights present, and we found that the artificial lights on the water were very strongly attractive to the turtle hatchlings, and it stopped them heading offshore in their normal way, and it made them spend very much more time in the near shore zone, which is where it's a very active zone for predators.
So where should they be heading? You're saying that, you know, there's oil rigs and boats and lights that are out there in the ocean. These little baby turtles are heading out, and then they're getting distracted by these. So they're hanging around in these waters with lots of predators. Where should they be going?
Well, they have evolved very fast movement offshore. In fact, it's even been given a name. It's called the frenzy period. So they swim very, very quickly offshore through this predator-rich nearshore zone to the relative safety of the deeper water. So if their lights are attracting them and they're spending more time in this nearshore zone where there are many predators, then they just have much more opportunity to get eaten. And so with more turtles being eaten by predators, then we have the opportunity that their populations could be affected.
Is this just turtles, you know, in WA off Ningaloo Beach, or is this, you know, around the world, this problem?
No, we actually use Ningaloo Beach because it's a very dark area, and because we experimentally wanted to look at what happened when we introduced artificial light, we had to know what happens when there is no light as well. So we selected that site because it's very dark. It's a very natural area there. But all along our coast where turtles nest, and in fact in most of Australia, there is now light pollution.
I suppose, look, if you just joined us, I'm having a chat here with Dr. Michelle Tums from the Australian Institute of Marine Science. We're talking about baby turtles. They're getting lost. They're losing their way due to artificial lights. So I suppose the question is, I mean, what do we do about it, Michelle?
Well, we've been able to provide the first data from swimming turtles in the water and how their nearshore dispersal is affected by artificial lights. So this data is now very important for the managers and policy makers to be able to use to make decisions on how they might mitigate the effects of light in and around turtle nesting beaches.
So that journey these turtles are going on, Michelle, I mean, just to get back to the basics, as it were, so they're never going to see their mum again. They're going to hatch out of those little eggs. They're going to head out into the water, and that's it? That's life?
Yeah, that's right. They don't get any maternal care. The female turtle lays her eggs, and then she leaves. And so, yeah, once the baby turtles hatch out and they head to the sea, they don't get any help from anyone. They're on their own, and we don't really know much about what happens to them at that point. In fact, it's called the lost years, because once they hit the water, we don't see them again until they're about 4 years old, and that's when they return to the coastal area.
You've got these tiny little trackers you're talking about, these 1 gram trackers. Could you use that to find out what's going on during these lost years?
Well, so these little trackers we work with, they're acoustic transmitters, and so they send out a ping that's unique for each turtle that we put them on, and then that signal is heard by receivers that we place in the environment. So we were only able to track them in the near shore zone where we could put these receivers, if you like. So the common way that animals are tracked is by satellite tracking, so that the device can make a link with the satellite and send the information to be able to provide a location, just like on your handheld GPS. But satellite tracking devices are very large. In fact, they're much larger than a turtle hatchling, so that it's just not possible to use them on these little guys. So whilst we have been able to track their movement in the near shore, we still don't have any technology to track them in the whole ocean.
So there is 4 years of a turtle's life that we have absolutely no understanding of?
That's right. Yeah, it's called the lost years. We know very little about it. So some people try and work out what's going on by modelling what happens to particles in the ocean and how they get moved around by currents, because these animals, they spend some time swimming, but they also spend a lot of time just passively drifting. So we can know something about what happens to them and where they end up from the understanding of current flow in the ocean, but really that's, not direct evidence as to what happens to them.
That's crazy. Dr. Michelle Tums from the Australian Institute of Marine Science. We've got to leave it there, but just quickly, if someone is on a beach and they're on holiday, say, and they see these little baby turtles, they might be on the beach and perhaps they're getting confused, the artificial street lights or something mean they're heading in the wrong direction, should you turn them around and help them get to the sea?
Well, I think technically we're not supposed to interfere with them, but perhaps they could be encouraged by other means. But I think if anyone does see them, it's a very, very lucky sighting, because they normally hatch out in the night time, and so that they're hardly ever seen by people. So I'd say it'd be a pretty lucky sighting.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, no worries.
No worries. That's Dr. Michelle Tums there from the Australian Institute of Marine Science in WA, talking about baby turtles.
Aww.
Gosh, they're cute, aren't they? I wish I could see one. 5 centimetres big, she says. What's that, like 2 thumbnails? Tiny, tiny, tiny. And isn't that fascinating? That there's 4 years of turtles' lives that we just don't know about. We don't know anything about.